All right, so to page Yud. So we have to move things along. I'm schlepping this out too much. Okay. All right. So the bottom of the right paragraph, Burn his bar. So as we've been seeing already, this Hakadoma, it's a limud by itself, and it's really broken down into different like sort of sections. So we just finished the section where he talks about again the different groupings of Yidden. Now each group has to take responsibility for the elongation of Golas. Hurinis Bor, so it's become clear. Kol Akitas, so we clarify, Kol Akitas Hasharam Bnei Yisrael, all the different groupings of Klal Yisrael, Asher Kulum Ke'echad Nimnu Malahafsik B'Chachmas Zayis, that each one has a responsibility to recognize that there's a lacking and they're holding on in a real way to Pnimius HaTorah. Kol Echad Kifisi Basu Pnimiasi, each one according to their cause, their inyan. Okay, each group is different. Until like Sachakol, at the end of the day, what has happened to us is that there's no one steering the ship. You know, it's Golas. Pirish kiam hayoysim banim. In other words, again, that's the code word. And whenever it says banim, it means neshamas that are specifically connected to Pnimius HaTorah. They're inclined to Pnimius HaTorah. So he says kiim hayoysim banim, despite the fact that there are banim, mari kabbalah, masses of kabbalah. And they have a predisposition to that, but they've given up. They've given up from being Isaac in that Chachma, or as we saw in the last paragraph, even if they are Isaac in that Chachma, but it's not with the Nakuda Pnimis, it's not in the right way. Again, as he'll talk about later, in his generation, it was the neglecting the actual system of the Arizal. But even nowadays, even with the system of the Arizal, as the generations move closer to Mashiach and the Rabbanu Shem sends more tzaddikim, then it becomes more and more clear what is contained in that system, the Arizal. What's the Nekuda Pnimis? And as long as there's a disregard for that Nekuda, then that's called neglecting Pnimis HaTorah. And there's without a question that those psukim in Sefer Yirmiyah that we've been discussing is mamish talking about these later generations. Shalok as far as Chachmei Derenu, Eila, Hachayshim V'daitam, Shekvar Sigu Masha Tzarech Lehem, Usmeichem V'chalkem. Not like those people, again, I don't know if there's anyone like that anymore, but not like those people in his generation that think that they've reached the pinnacle. Like, okay, like, we know everything, we're good, we're tzaddikim, and they're happy in their portion. Everyone has to Usmeich V'chalkem, but it's like Rav Tzadik says, that the Indian is a person has to be happy in their portion, but they have to recognize that their portion can expand, you know? So you have to always be expanding your... It's always your portion. And you don't want someone else's chelek. But your portion could also expand. So, v'inakosav made hepechzeh. So even though they think that they've reached, you know, that they're good to go, the Pasuk testifies that it's not true. V'yar ke'enish. The Pasuk says that Hashem looks and he sees there's no man. V'yishtoimim. And it's a shocking thing. Ke'en mafgia. There's no one that's meeting. There's no one that's coming in contact, kivyochol. Blushing shlila, oyla is naim shakach shaymes, oyla naim shakach royis. Woes to the ears, woes to the eyes. Shakach royis edusa yisbaruch aleinu. That's what Hashem testifies that he looks and he sees. There's no one, and there's no one coming close to him. It's a terrible thing. Vein banu lev l'das, and unfortunately we don't have the heart to understand. We don't have the intuition. V'lachzu l'sasik v'chachma zois. To return to this chachma, it's interesting. He uses the lashon of returning to this chachma because, again, we'll see later. We'll see how. I don't think he may. I'm not sure if he talks about it in this hakdam. I'm not sure, but the traditional Pnimius HaTorah was given from Har Sinai, and every mitzvah and every Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, he taught us both in Nigla and in Nistar, and that's how the Torah was transmitted from generation to generation until around the second Beis Hamikdash. That's when things began to sort of drift apart between Nigla and Nistar, and Nistar became more and more secretive, and we spoke about that once. But to return to Pnimius HaTorah, that's exactly what it is. It's to return to Pnimius HaTorah, because it was always within our tradition. K'masha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, V'abit v'ein oizer, I look and there's no one helping. V'eshtoimim v'ein saimech. V'hu b'yaseinu oizkim v'chachma zayis. And this help and this support that Hashem is sort of crying that he kviyachol doesn't have, what would that support be? That's through us being involved in Pnimius HaTorah. Shal yada tiskar v'gula, through that the gula will come closer. the Kaviyachal Yeshua Asa L'Shechina Suzai, and Kaviyachal will be a Yeshua for the Shechina. So Hainu Mimarim Latzmicha, and that would cause the Geula to quickly sprout. Mashakasa V'Tishia Lizroi, as the Pasuk describes, V'Tishia Lizroi, that the salvation will come to me. Li Mamash Kaviyachal means Hashem. Hashem is also in Galus, which is something that we saw from the Zohar already in the beginning, that the Shechina is in Galus, and she's going around to groups of Talmidei Chachamim, hoping that that's going to be the space that she'll find sanctuary. But you know, that's what the Zohar says, and unfortunately they're not learning L'Shem Shemayim, they're not learning for the Shechina, which as we explained is through a lack of sensitivity that usually would come through Pnimius HaTorah. But again, as we've been saying the whole time, that it's not, even again, there's Lashonis over here that you can say, oh, see, it's just about Kabbalah. But again, as we've explained, it's not just about Kabbalah. Kabbalah is Pnimius HaTorah. Again, you have to understand, there's I guess I'll share with you another element. What is considered the goal, what's considered to be the necessary key to Geula changes or becomes more refined as time goes on. So in other words, at the time of Rav Chaim Vital, it could very well be that shleimus, that perfection that would have been reached by just learning Kabbalah and learning the Kisviari. But as you move on in history, what the world is being prepared for, see, it's like this. If Mashiach would have come 1,000 years ago, what's Pshat? Mashiach would have come 1,000 years ago as opposed to Mashiach coming today. So, is a Pshat that it would be the same Gula and it would just be 1,000 years earlier? No. If Mashiach would have come 1,000 years ago, it would have been at a certain... even when Mashiach comes, it's an ongoing process. It's not like over, finished, game over. Like success, like finished. It's an ongoing... Beer, the world is becoming more and more clarified. So, if Mashiach were to come 1,000 years ago, what Mashiach means 1,000 years ago versus what Mashiach will be today is not the same. So, what would have been required to bring Mashiach 1,000 years ago is not the same as what would be required to bring Mashiach now, because it's a higher level of Geula that we're going to experience as time moves on. Am I making myself clear? No, I'm not making myself clear. Yeah?
Yes.
Even Geula is an evolution, right? So it's like, at what point the train is moving, right? So what station are you jumping on, right? So 1,000 years ago, if we would have jumped on that train, we would have jumped on the train, you know, at station 5, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And 1,000 years later, when we jump on the station today, so it's not by station 5, it's holding by station 15. Which is much further down the road, in a good way, right? Because where's the train going? The train of Mashiach is going to Olam Haba, to Tchias HaMesim, to much higher places. So it's like, at some point, like whenever Mashiach comes, it means that's when we're jumping on the train. But the train, as the train moves from station to station, it's a better train. It's a better situation. It's closer to ultimately the end zone, which is not just Mashiach. The end zone is Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim. Exactly. So what is the ticket that one needs to get on that train? So that ticket, it changes whether you're getting on station 5 or whether you're getting on station 15. If you're getting on, I'm using this as, obviously, you know, if so at the time of Rav Chaim Vital is refining for us, what would be the ticket? The ticket would be for everyone to learn Pnimius HaTorah. That's not the ticket. I don't think that's the ticket anymore. Not that it's not the ticket anymore, but the ticket is more refined. Within Pnimius HaTorah, you have to find... The ticket now is not just learn Kabbalah. I've been hacking in China. The reason why I'm doing this is because I really think it's a mistake out there. That if everyone learned Zayah, if everyone learned Arizal, Mashiach would come. That would be true 1,000 years ago. Maybe not 1,000 years ago. Arizal is a few hundred years ago. Whatever, 500 years ago. That would have been true then. But it's not the Nikud anymore, because the Mashiach that we're looking for is not the Mashiach of 500 years ago. We're looking for the Mashiach of now, which is past that station already. So what is the ticket to get into this station now? The answer is, yeah, the answer is a more refined nekuda of Pnimis HaTorah, which is what Reb Chaim Vital hinted to in the beginning of the Hakdama, which is, it's not Pnimis HaTorah, it's Avodas Hashem for the sake of the Shechina, which is something that's found in Pnimis HaTorah. It's the Kisvei Ari open up that whole universe, but the Baal Shem Tov and the Tzaddiki Emes, and the Vilna Gaon, the Ramchal, the Rashash, they sort of, within that shar that's called Arizal, they clarify the shar shebashar, the gate within the gate, the nekuda pnimis of it. And now to get that ticket, that's the, so it's like, what would it have taken for Mashiach to come 1,000 years ago? Maybe it would have taken for all of Klal Yisrael to come together and to say Hashem LeBegadim. Is that enough now? I don't think so. It would help, but it's not. Just as time goes on, when you get on that train, the ticket has to be refined. You understand? Everyone, it's
the railroad. You get on the railroad for Agway, it's, let's say, $5.
Right.
The Lawrence station, it's $10.
Right. Exactly. So it's. So the nimshel is not that. Therefore, we need more schusim. Right? Because in the mashal, it's just more money. So, okay, so you have to do more. It's not that. It's a more edel and nekuda.
Of the same thing. No?
Of the same thing. That's the nekuda. It's the same inyan, but more edel. More pnimi. More pnimi. Yeah. Exactly. It would have been, because again, now, it would have been a much more pleasant 500 years if we were traveling this 500 years on that train, right? So we would have avoided a lot of bad neighborhoods and potholes when you're driving in the car, right? So you'd rather go on the train, that, you know, that would have been a lot easier. But we're going in that direction. So whenever we want to jump on that train, the ticket has, it's not the same. Again, it's the same inyan, but you have to connect to that inyan more subtly, more pnimistic. Eventually, it'll turn out to be better. We don't see how that is, but it'll turn out to be better.
I'm saying, but didn't we once discuss that the extension of Golus is part of the Gula Barachman method?
Well, yeah, I'm saying,
usually you take the bumpy road because it's faster. Otherwise, you're not going to be on the bumpy road.
We'll have to see. Yeah. Somehow, Mashiach will come. It'll become clarified how this was Kedai. But it's a.
If you have a Bahat shop, okay.
Again, this is one of those things. Again, what would it have taken 1,000 years ago for Mashiach to come? Maybe just everyone to, you know, to be mechazik their shmiras hamitzvahs better chveis. But like now, it's more pnimi than that. Which means two things. Which means that it's something that is both easier and harder, because it's like it might not be the heavy lifting as it was centuries and centuries ago, right? It might not require, I mean, I'm going to say this, be careful who could hear this, but it might not require that every Yid is Shomer Shabbos. But it might require that every Yid is Shaykh to the Nekuda Pnimis of Shabbos. You understand? It's like, Mashiach requires, like Chazal say, if all of Klal Yisrael keeps a Shabbos, then Miyad Negalim. But what does that mean, keeping a Shabbos? So if that's the ticket, right, Marshall, let's say that's the ticket to keep Shabbos. But what does it mean to keep Shabbos? So 1,000 years ago, when we keep Shabbos, keeping Shabbos meant keeping Shabbos. But now that we have Tzaddiki Emes, and you have Pnimis HaTorah, now you understand, of course, keeping Shabbos still means keeping Shabbos. But everyone knows that a person is a fish, that a person that went his whole life technically keeping Shabbos might not have ever kept Shabbos. So then you have to find for yourself better what's the nekuda of Shabbos, and once you get that nekuda, then that's the ticket. So it's again. This is, we spoke about this before. This is why B'nei Yisachar Yoyde B'nei Le'itim. There's a certain Ruach HaKadosh that the tzaddikim have to be able to define for the generation what's the nekuda, what's the ticket for that generation. It's not always the same. It's the same. No, it all goes back to the same chazals. But those chazals have to go through the lens of abstraction. You have to distill those chazals as time goes on to a more purified definition. Because again, when we're getting on the train, we're not getting on the train of 500 years ago, of 1,000 years ago, right? We're getting on the train of now. So it's the same statements of Chazal, but it's more subtle. Even an example, it's like there's a famous, I don't know if it's a real story, but it's like a saying by Chassidim, that just to bring out a point, that the Chassidim were sitting in a Beis Medrash, whatever, after visiting the Rebbe, and they were saying amongst themselves, oh, the Rebbe's a Zayg Reis, his mom is so big, so, so big. And there was a kid there, right? Huh? You hear this story? So there was a kid there, I don't know what he said. There was a kid there, and it's okay. There's a kid... Yeah, the last story is like this. So there was a kid there that was hearing this, and he's like, I don't understand. The Rebbe is so big. I saw him. He's very skinny and very short. I mean, he's so big. So the Chassidim said, no, you understand. When we say big, we're not talking about his body. So that's a simple, okay, you laugh at a kid like that. Of course. But that one single statement of big, you see how it happens. When you're a kid, what does big mean? Physical. Big means physical. When you get older, what does big mean? Spiritual stature. It's the same statement. But when you're getting on that train as a kid, big means big. When you get on that train as an adult, it means something different. So what does it mean that if Klal Yisrael keeps one Shabbos, Mashiach will come? So if you're a kid, it means this. If you're an adult, it means something else. It depends on what station you're getting on. But it's always the same ticket. Again, that's the nuance over here. So you have some paragraphs, Rav Chaim Vital, and you have some svarim we'll talk about. And again, this is, okay, to make it even more complicated, that's why, there's a Torah from the Arizal in Shar Mamar Chazal. We spoke about this on Shavuos, by the Maisa with it was Gmaran Erev, Rav Preda. So the Gemara, there's a whole Maisa over there, but the Gemara says that because of her pay, one of the Amoraim, because of his Mesiris Nefesh for teaching Talmidim, so he was given schar that his entire generation got to Olam Haba. So asked the Arizal and Shem Amar Chazal, what type of game? This whole generation goes to Olam Haba, Rishayim, Tzadikim, just because there's a. What does that mean? So the Arizal says that a person's generation doesn't necessarily mean when you live. It means what's your Shurash and Hashem. It means there's. And so there are people living in the same time period that are really connected to different stations. You understand? So you could have multiple voices in the same time period describing what the ticket is, but some are describing the ticket of 500 years ago, some are describing the ticket of 500 years from now, and some are describing the ticket currently. So it's not so pashut, right? It's not so pashut. But that's why all the tzaddikim are right. Right, it's just timing. So how do you know what has? How do you know who's current? Okay, that's a good question.
What ticket matters if it's all just a matter of timing? Then what ticket do you even take?
So it depends what generation you're from. If there's a tzaddik that is from 500 years ago, then he'll have chassidim of 500 years ago, and they'll be screaming Chai V'Kayim, our Rebbe is right. This is the ticket, and you'll have another tzaddik from 200 years in the future. And he's saying this is the ticket, and all of his Talmidim and Chassidim are going to say he's right, and they're everyone's right, because everyone has to get on the ticket, and they're in a. You have to understand when Mashiach does come and Knesset Yisrael in physical form gets on that train, then all neshamas get on their train, because this is also where the mashal becomes a little bit more complicated. When you're dealing with a train, once it moves past the Farakway station. Then it's not by Farakway station anymore. It's now by Lawrence, and then to Cedarhurst, and so on and so forth. When it comes to neshamas, when it comes to kedusha, even though the train moves from the Farakway station, there's still a reshima, there's still a residue there. There are still parts of your neshama that are shaykh to the Farakway station, right? So even though your primary identity, which is who you are physically and when you are physically is getting on the Lawrence station, so to speak, right? But there's an aspect of your neshama that all of our neshamas are from the beginning of time. So there's a certain aspect of us that is from 500 years ago too. So when who we are now gets on that train, then the part of us, this very subtle part of us that is from 500 years ago, gets on the 500 years ago train too. And so it'll all be turned out to be correct.
It's a very long train.
It's a very long train, and ultimately, as soon that's why it's an ongoing. There's a big sugya. That's why it's an ongoing. It's an ongoing zach. There's you know, there's constant gulas. You know, it's.
There's a place with the Kohen Rebbe said that he promised Moshe would come in 1976.
Okay.
And came and passed in the comments. He said that when Mashiach does come, in his gala, that he really came in 1976.
Yeah, yeah. No, but that's true. That's true, because there's Shurish and Hashem is like that. So that, again, so... yeah, I don't know how we got off on this, again, you have to know what... that's the thing before, right? So you have to know what the current Nekuda is, but you also have to know that all ancient Nekudas and all future Nekudas are also true. It's also true. Just the Iker is going to be what's right now. But the ancient ones are also necessary. They're also necessary.
Does that mean everyone individually has their own gula that they need to work on, whether it's something that they need to be misakin from 500 years or from the future, and then there's a Kvalistik Adin for Klal Yisrael?
That's 100% true, right? We spoke about that many times. So 100%, there's a gula Pratis and a gula Kvalis. And ultimately, a person's responsibility... and real kayach is in the gula pratis. Gula klalis, we daven for it, we hope for it, but that's, you know, there's only so much you can do. But a gula pratis, that's exactly what a person has to work on. You know, and you have to know, like, one day you could wake up and you're really, you know, for this day, I'm 200 years before, you know, and for the next day, 20, yeah, things. That's why the Iker is like the Yid HaKadosh. You know, why was he called the Yid HaKadosh? Because every single day, it's like, you know, I want to be a new Yid today. What do you mean? You were a Yid yesterday. Yesterday is not Shaykh for today. Today is a new Inyan. So that's why, you know, so it is complicated, you know. It's again, especially when it comes to the sugyas of Gula, where again, that ticket is different, or it expresses itself differently as you move from one station to the next. It expresses itself differently, so it becomes more of a subtle zach. That's why ultimately we do the best we can, and you know, hashrech al Hashem yavcha. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Enough confusion for this morning. Shabbat good day, Hashem.